Ah, oh my God, it's been a while. I haven't played you in game or like FIFA.
Ah, you want to collect? Yeah, I'm ready. Oh.
Hope you're sharp, but
Yeah, you
no.
tripping. You tripping. You woohoo. Guy, I used to be my victim, guy. I used to victimize you, guy. You know the way bandits, they do niggas. Now, what time they do to you?
Right now,
Now me be your
hosted,
bandit.
bro.
Yo, what's good, bro? Can you hear me?
Hey, what's
Hey, what's
good, bro?
good, bro? Sultan!
Guy, long
Clark!
time. Guy, Jibril was just asking me last time I spoke to you. I was like, guy, it has to be since we left Caleb. Like, it has to be maybe the last day
Yo.
I probably saw you, Caleb, or something. Like, it's been a long ass time, bro. How have you been?
I swear, bro, I just do, bro.
This
Now you are just the one I'll see. Hi.
guy, you know they
How
follow
you
niggas back,
doing,
man. And niggas they follow you on Instagram. You know go follow back. How come now? Fine.
How? How? No vex. I know
Nah. We can follow you now. What's your Instagram again, bro? I can't remember.
we've got to narrow.
Because I remember I posted one Giddy Gang picture. I was telling the beam. I posted one Giddy Gang picture and I tagged everybody. And I was like, this guy, you know, go follow boys. Like,
I
because, like, we've got, I'll follow you now, bro.
No thanks, I swear, like
Nah, it's cool. It's not anything. I was just joking with my boss. I was like,
I
ah,
feel you,
Mama
bro.
don't talk to celebrity.
I feel you, bro. Celeb
All of us not
Especially
old now, man.
these you
Niggas not
too.
old now. All that shit was like 11, 12 years ago, bro.
As in,
You
can
get
you imagine like we're the ones saying that now?
guy.
Used to be our uncles and
Yeah,
our
we don't talk to the uncles essentially.
we
I
don't
swear,
talk,
we don't
bro.
talk to
Literally,
the
man, we're
uncles. Guy,
uncles, man.
how many times do we go on Instagram and somebody is getting married in our set and stuff? Yeah, we're not old now. Like,
I didn't tell you,
every
bro.
day I see a killer person get married or somebody that, and I'm
I
like,
know, say you do next.
nah. I mean, guy, you see, I wouldn't
You
mind
can't
it. I
say, you
can't
can't
lie
say.
to you. I wouldn't mind it, but guy, I
Yeah.
can't support anybody now. I'm sorry, bro. Guy, my job is
Oh.
just enough for me. I can't imagine packing
Yeah.
like a wife and kids and saying that
Yeah.
to marry
I
now.
guess you
Like,
go start with wife first.
the beam is already
Maybe don't
halfway
get
there
baby
now.
right now. You too as well now,
Guy,
Sultan. Even
relax, guy.
Tony.
Man, you are
Oh,
with
yes.
like,
Yeah.
so everyone here on this panel is already like, with someone.
Guys,
So don't break
Sultan.
now.
Yeah. Nigga, this nigga is Sultan swole as hell, bro.
Yeah, that's how I know you've not seen me in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro,
This nigga fell in love with the
niggas
weight.
be hitting the
Oh my
Yes,
God. No vex. As in,
sir.
what's he with the train for now?
Guy,
That's
you know they see bandit up and down. Yeah, just get
I
ready.
swear, the world is not safe, but I don't
Yeah,
lie.
especially as a Nigerian guy, I still get green passport, so they can send me home anytime. I have to be
Bro, I
ready.
didn't tell you
They have to
what
fight your way through it.
it's a cold world out there, man. Trust me, especially as an immigrant.
Bro, do you live like in Ireland, like fully now, or is it just like student typey?
Yeah, I've been working here for a while since I
Oh, good.
graduated my master's. Yeah, so I'm trying to make it like a permanent thing so
Birmingham.
that I'm able to, move anywhere at any time if the need be. You get,
Yeah.
not just go back,
Yeah,
without.
bro, guy, I understand. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the From Lagos We Love podcast. It's your boy Sultan, and we're back for episode 133. And yeah, I'm back with the regular niggas, Jesse.
Hey, what's good, man, guys?
Guy, you need more energy, man. Guy, you're always sounding like you're tired, bro. Guy, like, ginger them. Like,
Vitamin.
Chidubem or Jizzy Odo. That's how I used to come in before. Now you're just like, hey,
Dead.
guys.
I swear, like, right now, it's almost
We
like
need
late
Rock
for me right
Jizzy.
now.
We don't need
Don't
Jesse. Yeah, we need
worry.
Jesse.
When the pod kicks in, I'll start talking loud.
And we're
He's
joined by
vitamin.
special guest. former Gidi Gang member. The Wave God. If you know Gidi Gang, if you know, you know. But yeah, yeah, we're joined by the Wave God Tonero. Yeah, you know, introduce yourself, bro. Let the niggas
know. Yes, sir. It's amazing to be speaking to my brothers, you know, all the way from, as in day ones, Giddy yeah. fucking God. Yeah. The parking, you know.
Yeah, for our listeners who don't know, Gidi Gang used to be our rap group. We actually recorded like one or two songs when we were in high school, you know. I was Cali Kid. Chidu Babe, Jesse.
I was Rock Jeezy.
Rock Jeezy. And Tony was Tonero.
Tonero, still is.
Still is. He added Wave God in front. So,
yeah. How has this week been for you guys to start?
Let's start with that, man. How has this week been? Dio just dropped off. He'll hop back in. But yeah, Jesse, let's start with you. How's your week been?
Like, my week has been nothing really spectacular, just normal work stuff, just trying to grind. And then like I had this thing I had to do this week, so I went for a friend's dad's burial.
Ooh.
So I went out. So yeah, he lost his dad sometime in like February, so I went for like the service of song.
Yeah.
And so from there we just went to just like wild out. Because obviously the guy was like dipping it too deep.
Yeah.
He lost his dad and stuff like that. So he just went to like chill. So
yeah.
Man wasn't even that old. He was just in his early 60s. So like,
damn.
It could just happen to anyone.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's... Especially in Nigeria, man. Nigeria that's aiming to kill you. You are literally paying 1,000 ways to die.
I swear, man.
Yeah. So
literally, all odds against you.
Yeah.
Like,
what else happened, Jesse? Did you do anything?
Nothing really like crazy like that, just thought about it, man. Then I went out last night but it wasn't that serious. Just went to choose
guys
and play game.
I was even gonna ask you, bro, like nightlife for boys in Naij, like how is it like? Because from what I see on Twitter, they make crazy. It seem like guy, if you know bisection or if you don't come there to pop bottles, they won't let you in. Like they said the bouncer
has don't let you
madness and shit.
That's the thing. It's not that they won't let you in, it's that they won't let you stay for long. So let's say you just buy a couple of drinks and then you've been there for like an hour to hour.
Yeah.
There are people that are ready to buy way more money. Like way more drinks on that same table. So they'll bounce you off.
So you can't just go there.
You have to compete. That's the thing, you have to compete. You have to compete with the next table beside you. See, you want to start. Oh my god. Would you want to start with baby?
No, see, I can't go there by myself. Like here now, I can go to a bar and get drinks and you know be by myself and like just scope out the scene.
I mean you can't, but like it also depends on where you want to sit now. If you're sitting on the table of like four, you have to fill up the space for those many four people. If not,
no,
you want other people to come.
So you have to get table by four. So you can't just go there by yourself and just chill. Like
yeah, like long stool. It depends, as I say, it depends on where you're talking about. It depends on the bar. There's some places where you could just go and sit down by the bar. So you're like talking to the bar literally. You get that one now, you know, you can just be on your own. But then there are also some settings where the way the tables are set is meant to be like three people, two people, like four. So if you're sitting there, they expect you to. It also depends on the time that you get there. Because you could be there from like 6 to 7 and then no one is telling you to do anything. But when it gets like 11, so they expect you to like buy an extra bottle.
What's like the latest spot like in Lagos now? Because I've been hearing about this, the library spot. Like,
God, there's a lot, man. I don't know. There's so many that could start listing. So I can't say that what is the best. It's just the one I've been to, I'll tell you.
The one that's catching my eye, dude, I want to go to as like a turn up is that Sunday at the last year stuff. Like that shit looks like lit. Like have you ever been to that shit before?
I've not been to it, but I used to see like the adverts on my Instagram.
Cause it's young Nigerian boys doing their thing, do get like that energy, like they brought that from like, you know, learning, experiencing that energy outside, and then they came back with that energy to make it happen. Do you get like, that is the beauty, you know, stuff like that. Like, it just shows to prove, like, if we're given that chance, you know, as young,
we can do,
like, you know, just give us that chance. Do you get? It's not the Igbo.
Think about Lagos stars, we like to party.
No,
we love to party.
Yeah.
There's this particular time, there's this friend of mine, he does parties, that's his job. Like he just like organizes events and stuff like that. This guy did an event for like a month. He did like back to back Saturdays and the place was lit off every Saturday. So it was not like, oh, I spent like 200K last week Saturday and I won't come and blow another 200K this week.
Guy.
Spending money at these parties, man, bro. You know what I'm saying? So my guy was just cashing out every freaking weekend. Like it was just so soft, man. And then that's how it is. It's like everywhere. Everyone just tries to like do events, do parties, like get together and make money off
See,
it.
guy, going out as a young man is not easy, man, because like if you're going out with babe or going out by yourself, like you're gonna spend money, bro. Like me now, I've
Oh,
made
yeah,
a
that one
rule
is
for
normal.
myself. I only go
That is
out
normal.
because here I get paid bi-weekly. So the week I get paid is the week I go out. If the like guy, because if you go out every week, man, I can't lie to you, your account balance will be looking like a little bit
You'll be
higgy, bro.
finished.
You finish,
You'll
you be
be
finished, bro. Like
finished.
guy, because now you're not like oh more because here a drink is like $10. So you can imagine, like,
Oh,
okay, you want to get lit. Now the guy, the drink is like guy, they'll give you like just maybe like an inch
yeah. Is
or
it fine?
something of like just a tiny drip of like vodka. They'll not put juice there, guy. So you're not for you to not even
Huh.
feel anything, you have to order like four or five drinks. And like
So like
guy,
50.
that's $50. And the one tip. The tip is they even add the tip inside the thing, like auto gratuity. So you can't even escape that tip, bro. So like $10 drink has turned to $12, $15, stuff like that. So it adds up, man. And it's not easy, bro. And you have to pay $20 to get in. Yeah, so
Rough.
imagine do that every weekend. And okay, some people, and guy, their moves Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. People go out Thursday. So imagine doing that, guy. You would be
For real,
broke,
there's no
man.
days for it. Here
Guy,
is every day, man. People go out every day in this country, man. Like
no, you
Monday,
can go out
Tuesday.
every
That's
day. You can go out every
crazy.
day, but it's not
Some
advisable,
girls,
man.
listen, I know some girls that live on that. Like they're out every day. Like that's from different places that they don't go to just one particular place for the night. They're like having plans for maybe a couple of other places. They go to a restaurant, go to a lounge, and later end up in the club, that kind of thing. Like they want to just be leaving from one place or another. And then it works for them.
Yeah,
For sure.
those that can
It's
do
the
it
same
now.
culture here in Ireland, you know.
I can imagine it's the same everywhere, man. There are people that actually
Everywhere,
live
like,
on
see, that's the
really
thing, you
extra.
know.
There are
That's the
some
thing.
real
Just that.
extroverts, like they don't want to be at home. Like
Yeah.
they don't want to be around their bed corners unless they are ready to like go to sleep or something like that. There are really people that
See,
live
even
through that.
babes self, like babes, they can go out without
Especially
spending bar.
babes.
They can go out
That's my
without
point.
spending bar,
For a
bro.
guy now, we always have it. We have this thing behind our head, which is our pockets that let us know how to control the way we
Yeah,
leave our house. You get what I'm saying? But for girls, bruh, they are just spending on Uber. That's all. You get they
just
just
a,
use Uber to move
just
around, and
a,
then their bills is being covered.
someone new has joined us on the pod. One of my niggas, Steno, is a Nigerian too. He's based in Ohio. He's a producer. Shout out to Steno. Steno was good. He's a regular on the pod. He's been on some of our
What's good?
previous
What's good?
episodes. Ah,
What's
Omo,
good, bro?
he came in
What's
with the
good, bro?
bedroom voice.
Yeah. What do
Nah,
you say?
but
What's good now? Stay now.
it was
What's
good.
happening? What's good? What's good, man? Alpha, alpha, alpha. What's saying? What you guys saying?
Nah, we just started. I relaxed, so Omo, this nigga just came in on smoke. Like, I'm like,
Some
okay.
energy. I can feel it already, man. What's
Like,
good?
so yeah, yo, like going back to what we're talking about, Tony, listeners are just discovering you. So, you know, just let them know how's your week been? Like, what have you been up to? Like, what do you primarily do? Because we know, from what I know you mostly do music and stuff like that too. So.
Yeah, it's been a great week, you know. It's just I'm also planning something important that I don't want to say yet until I'm kind of sure like everything is in order. You get so it's like it's best not to give it out to the universe first until it's all good. It's going well so far, you know. I've been writing music now on my keyboard, which is better because my laptop screen got broken recently. So I'm kind of like happy because in a way I want to get a new one and start fresh because my laptop is filled with so much like old stuff that I've been working on and I just feel like it's kind of cluttered and I want to start afresh, and make music like be more intentional, do you get, with the way I make stuff now. So it's like I've been playing the keyboard more, and just writing music, singing, And just taking it day by day. That's been the vibe now, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I know, like, as a musician, it's not easy, especially like in the UK. Like, how is it like as an
In
artist in,
Ireland,
yeah,
yeah,
especially in
because
Ireland, bro? Like, I was even shocked to find out
yeah.
there's a decent Nigerian population there. I was so shocked to find out, so I can't even
Yeah.
imagine what it's like trying to make music there and the fan base and all that stuff. Like, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's crazy. The scene here is obviously, I no one knows about, Ireland. I wasn't here for the music. Like, I didn't come here for the music. I came here for, something bigger, a bigger plan. And I just came in because that's where the universe has kind of like pushed me to come, like just to experience a few things. Yeah, so but like it's turned out to be insane. Like I've learned a lot about, so many things in regards to music and the opportunities here. It's just that, because it just shows like how important that fire that Nigeria produces in you is. Like when you get into places like this, you really, it just makes you, appreciate like that. Like that, that starvation, like that kind of like energy that you just want to do. Like, I don't know whether it comes from the idleness or I just feel like it comes from the
Yeah,
temperature,
for
the heat, the heat in the sun. Everybody's like, okay, what we do? We have to do something great. We're young. You see the energy everywhere. You just feel like, like if you find your niche and if you find your people, you can do anything in Nigeria.
okay.
And there's a lot of talented people, like, because we're young and we're exposed to, things earlier in our, like in our way, in a way, like the 90s kids, like 1989 to like present, the kids were exposed to stuff like in a, younger than obviously our parents. And being nice, like, so like being in that same hustle that our parents was, but with the exposure that we had, it's like that fire with the phone. Like now the kids are creating crazy shit because of like almost like the best thing or the worst thing that could happen was to give Nigerian kids iPhones. Like they're taking full advantage of like their resources. Like if someone feels like he has talent now, like, or he has that fire, that fire when we obviously doing Giddy Gang, like as kids, like where we felt like, we could do anything, like we felt like our shit was dope, like no one was killing us, like no one was touching us when it came to like, again, at that point I was producing. I felt like, oh shit, I'm already producing on my laptop, making cool stuff with the gang. But like we didn't have the, that if in like infrastructure, or how I say, like the present IT infrastructure that the kids have now.
Audacity days.
Audacity,
Audacity.
that was what we were recording with. Like, it wasn't
Audacity.
like, it wasn't until like, whoa, when I was in, SS3, I think, SS3 or the first year, the summer before first year of Babcock, I got FL Studio 9 or FL Studio 7. And that was like where everything changed, like in a way, because I started now trying to explore, and a few YouTube videos could help. Like, but now go and check YouTube. Like, now go and check, like there's nothing you can't find. And imagine being 16, 17, Nigerian kid in this time. Like, stop.
Bro, they are
Like
lucky as hell.
the what's it called? It's limitless. The
Facts.
shit is limitless. Like, I mean, it's crazy. I sometimes I feel jealous, but like I also feel very grateful, like in a way, because it's shit that we dreamed of, like, when we're doing our shit back then, like when we're what, 100 level, like like that energy, like if we, it's just glad, glad to see that the kids are not, they're not playing too, like they're taking full advantage of it, and crazy shit is happening now, like they're taking, like now no, the world can't help but notice how dope we are. Like you can't take that from us. You can't take our corrupt politicians, you can come at us for our fucked up like roads and shit like that, but don't play with our talents, don't play with our yearning for, to get knowledge,
Greatness.
greatness, like that hunger, like you know, I feel like in a way it's good for your kid, like even if you're like out of knowledge, like let them go there like while they're still kids for like to you know for a few months or a year to just get that energy like soak
Experience,
in your body, like
you know,
it's different,
yeah,
like
it's very
just
important, man. It's actually very
100%,
important
like
because
100%,
it
like
helps them with the
you
way
don't
they
see,
grow and their mentality.
I swear you don't
It
see
does,
that.
man.
That's so back to my point, you don't, that's the difference between here, like here everyone is like kind of like the you know
Laid back.
the person, yes, laid back, the weather number one, the weather here is like you don't get sun, like you get like sun 20% of the time in the year, or 20-25, you get
Well,
most of the time it's gray, it's like cold, very cold, and then you get sun here and there, but it's rainy, you get, and it snows
yeah.
sometimes, so it's like that vibe alone, you know what that does for the mental health, like it's like
You're not used
house,
to it.
yeah, it's like stay in your house, bro, it's like what are you doing? Yeah, but now it's the sun. You can't stay in your house because heat will kill you. You have to step outside. Like, let's go out for a drive. I have to see my bros. I have to see what's going on. Do you get? Like here, just like so, everyone is inside, you know, trying to, you know, do what they can do. You know, do the shifts that they can to maintain what they have, and basically, the person in like let's say the worst case here is still better than the worst case in Nigeria. Like, excuse me, like,
Facts,
there's
bro. Facts,
not much
facts,
energy to feed from here, you
facts,
know?
bro. Yeah.
So, anyone that's a creative, like, it's not, I won't say, you know, it's a good canvas. You know, you have to really, 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 like, have an eye or have the heart, like, or the passion to really
Passion, yeah.
strive and do it. Like, you know, there's not
You're
much
right,
to
man.
do, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, that's why I
Okay.
feel, you know, presently.
I remember back then what we used to do. We used to go on YouTube and we're gonna find can a drummer get some instrumental? All of us, all of us in that pack ourselves. Oh no, that's Nigeria. That's
You go
one
through
by
like
one.
50 before you get one,
I
before
swear,
you get the correct instrumental.
I still remember the only verse I ever wrote. I remember the lyrics: "Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee, I spit my game."
So. Yeah, I
I
think I
remember
remember
that
that.
video you
You used
showed
to rap
us.
it like 5,000 times. Oh, no
Bro,
matter the beat, sometimes you
guys,
lose rap on it.
let me
You
even
lose
bust
rap
it, guy.
on
Let me know you bust it, guy. I stole that rap from one guy on YouTube, guy. One obscure rapper, guy.
Oh
I
my
stole that rap out.
God.
I now changed the lyrics.
Sultan, pull up that video.
Which video?
That video you showed me where you was rapping, bro. I know you got that video
Oh,
somewhere.
yeah. The video is on
I
YouTube.
think I
Guy,
still
you know, I still have our. I don't know if you were in that video. Do you remember
the
when we?
YouTube, I
Fam,
seen
I see.
on YouTube
Do you
the
remember?
one video you did with Alvin?
Guy, do you remember that time Duro video that
Oh
we all did
God!
that we were all dancing on KK and stuff like that? Shit has like 2,000
I
views, bro.
still have that shit.
Bro, it's on my YouTube, guy. That's like that's a killer
Oh
classic.
my God!
That's a killer classic.
Nah, stop!
I'll send you the link. I'll
I
send
need
you the
to
link
see that
after
shit.
this. Like, guy, you to bring back so many memories, bro. All the
I
KK
can
and guy,
imagine, man.
that place we used to walk after school. Like, you know, when we finished school, that Malam shop. Like
Yeah,
by the
pass through
car park,
that
yeah. That we all
side.
used
Yeah.
to. I remember
I
those days
swear. We go
that
to
my
Ayola's
house,
house sometime.
used to be
Yeah, that
right
Malam
beside
chop
school.
money though. That Malam chop money.
That
Yeah.
guy is still there, you know. Funny enough, like that guy is
Are you
still there.
sure? Are you
Yeah,
sure? Are
yeah.
you sure about
No,
that?
guy, you know that my house is still there
Stop.
now. You know, I still live there. Like my house in Niger is still there. So the Malam is
Yeah.
there. Caleb, everything is still
He's
there.
still
Like
there.
they don't let Caleb students go past that gate anymore, though. That's the thing. Like
Smarter.
they because Caleb students used to go past that gate and be doing madness up and down. Like that's when you hear stories and
Yeah,
stuff like
Dev.
that.
Things used to happen there, man.
But yeah, man,
Bro,
let's
I can't
just
believe that
happen.
guy is still there grinding. That's
Guys,
sick grinding, though.
the
That's
guy,
motivational as fuck.
the guy be my mom see me telling him that the guy be missing me because I also be his biggest customer, guy. I used to finish his gala.
Yes, now your house is
Oh,
just right there.
gala, guy, every day.
Jeez.
I should steal my popsies change. I'm gonna bag
Oh,
Let's hop into new music. How do you guys feel about the biggest drop since we last recorded, which is Davido's
his name,
album? I beg,
you
Crazy
know?
Focus. So yeah, just to give the listeners some context, I'm sure everybody probably already knows this by now. Davido dropped an album, Timeless, and yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't really expecting him to drop it after like the whole tragic, like thing that happened with his son and stuff like last year. But he seems to be back in like good spirits. He seems to have like sort of like slightly recovered. I don't think he can ever fully recover from something like that. But yeah, starting with Jesse. What do you think? Like, what do you feel about the album? It's a pretty long album. Like, but yeah,
it's quite long. It's like close to an hour.
Yeah,
which is not bad. But let me just put it like this. So my first few listens, it gave a crave. The album gives you this kind of like new song each time you listen. Like, there's always this song you want to, like, put on repeat each time you listen to the album all over again. So, like, it crept on me, like, for a while. I didn't like the album as much. But right now, yeah, that album is tight. Like, it's tight in the sense that it's not like it's a complete... Let me see, how many songs is it? 17 songs. So, I can't say it's a complete 17, but, like, it's probably, like, 12, 13 songs that are really good classic songs from it.
Yeah,
so he really tried to me, man. And the album art is also sick. So like everything just complements it.
Over 10, what would you rate it?
Yeah. I'll give it a 7.5, a strong one.
What about your what three songs are like your main standouts on there?
Standouts. I'll say I'm trying to look at the songs right now.
I feel like there's an obvious cliche one. I want to see if you mention it.
Yeah, I don't think I'll mention that obvious one because like it doesn't sit well with me. Phil is one. I'll say Kante. And then the third one will be...
Precision.
Either Precision. I'll say either Precision or In the Garden.
How? That's no competition. That's no competition.
Tony, what about you? What do you feel about the album? Like, what's your overall thoughts? Like, you know, as a music head, like, I'm interested to hear like what artists feel like, especially you guys have a more in-depth knowledge of this piece. So,
I feel like, you know, it was like Davido. Obviously, like Davido is gonna be OG legend, like you can't come close with the energy, like, you know. But the songs on this album, you could tell that there was a lot like of like how I said there was a community in the studio.
Sucks.
It just had like a vibe that it wasn't just Davido.
That's what
makes the album kind of special. You can feel like that camaraderie, like with the album, with the songs. It's just like everyone loves Davido, like you know. But at the same time, there were also special songs on the album, like the production, stop the keys, the instrument.
Yeah, I think he worked on the like mixing and mastering of this album way better than any other.
Yeah, the instrumentation on this album was when I was listening like carefully with headphones again, I could literally hear how hard as in the keys were. Like there was someone who really took time to play the keys like professionally, you know, on most of the songs. You know, there was a lot of instrumentation done on the album. You could tell that.
To me, I feel the production gives it more mark than the wording, like the lyrics.
Davido wasn't trying hard. He wasn't trying too hard.
He was being Davido. He was just being Davido, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Which is still fine by me.
Which is good, because you can tell when Davido is trying too hard. You know?
Yes, exactly.
What are your standouts on the album?
Ah, man.
Your top three
My
songs.
Standouts. Okay, because there's so many, I'm not going to lie. I'll say top five.
Okay.
Yeah, top but five. not in any
order.
I'll say Namoni is one because you could tell that's special. That session was special. Like the what do you call it? The I don't know, everything that went into making that song was dope. Getting the caveman, Angelique, who supplied a dope ass spiritual verse. Like, you know, that would be a classic for time. You know, like Asake, no competition, Asake was sick. Asake's verse was sick. He pained me. He pained me, reminded me of that. Remember his first album where he did this verse with Ice Prince? This song with Ice Prince, that song was such a classic. The one with Ice Prince, I must find it.
Yeah, it's a classic. That will be album.
That song was so, but yeah, it reminded me of how like personal and how, yeah, personal that Davido could get in his lyrics. Do you get like really trying to sing, like go in depth with his feelings and not just singing boom boom shake boom? You get like it's a love song, but it's like he's trying his best to, you know, also not be overcomplicated, but you know, express or create like a vision of what he's trying to, you get, experience the song. So it's like, yeah, stuff like that, man. Records like that. And over them, the intro was sick. You know, it was a good intro to the album. I don't know, the album just gives a very, just put the CD inside the car and just let it play. Do you get?
And
when it's done, you're like, let's put it again. Do you get? It's like, it just gives like the energy that you need in a way. Yeah. Yeah,
I feel it's no bad song, like the average song. Obviously, every album.
No, the average different. Songs don't know lie.
Yeah. But like, there's no bad song in the album. It's an album like you want to play, and then you might not even think of skipping. Yeah, you just want to listen to every song.
You just
song.
Want to let it play. Just let yeah, you might reduce the volume on some songs, but then you.
I said I reduce the volume. Nice song.
That's funny. That's funny.
But for me,
you're right. For me, Sha, like I like the album. Like it's not bad. I can't lie to you. First two listens didn't enter like that. Like I like I had like two or three songs that I really love. Like I'm surprised none of you guys mentioned that Unavailable. Unavailable to me is the most obvious.
No, Unavailable is obviously a clear.
Is the most obvious hit on that song, man.
I feel like I feel like saying Unavailable would be like you didn't listen to the album.
Exactly, because there are other songs you could call too.
Right? Yeah, other songs.
Over
you
them,
know.
Over Them was it was a banger to me. I liked the song with Angelique Kidjo and the Caveman. The Asake song, I can't lie, was a disappointment. Like
same
I don't
here,
know.
Man. Same here, man.
Like I don't
like,
know.
It didn't sit well with me.
I think because I have Asake in this more. Like high standard in my head, especially after that his first album. All of you,
I just feel
all
like
you know
more,
how much
man.
I love it. I expected more. I expected more from Asake, but
more,
from Asake, wow! Can you beat that? I didn't see that coming. I won't lie.
I love Asake.
Asake beat it because the song he just dropped like a few days ago. Like that's a banger, man.
No, yeah, that's a banger.
Yeah, that's a banger.
I know the lyrics.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Save that. That's the next one after we're gonna get to. But yeah, overall,
you guys can't write off Asake's verse. Like, I feel like maybe you need to hear it at the right place at the right time. Like
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll give it a couple more goes. But the album grew on me. I can't lie to you. Like first two listens, I wasn't really. But after playing it like two or three more
over
times,
and over again.
The songs, the sequencing was really good. The songs like transition.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're right, bro. Because Loki, I listened one time and I was like, okay, there was actually intention done. Like there was sometimes I noticed that the chords that the songs end with, it follows up with the chord of the next song. Like it's not just. You know, the regular, okay, Davido just print out. Like, he literally tried to make the song.
I would say they mastered it well. Yeah. Like, they started out to list every track the game. Right. Something that they probably put intention to do.
Some of the features, they stood out there. Fave definitely did her thing. I think she was the best feature on there. I saw, like, a lot of unfair critique on her, like, on the timeline. People were saying that it's trash or, like, that she's doing too much promo. But I'm like, what do you expect when you have a song with Davido? Do you expect me to just be... sit down there and not act like I have a Davido feature. People will be acting like Davido is not like...
I love your song
we again. We can't take Twitter people too serious because, like, there's one thing to not fuck with the song, but, like, for you to put out your energy to be, like, to make it clear that you hate it and the song is useless, that means there's something wrong with you. You get, like...
Yeah.
You get, it might not be your vibe, but doesn't mean you should... come out like so, like with your chest open, like yes, let this girl feel so bad about herself that her son.
Right.
Like, what are you trying to put out to the world? Like, just let do you get just okay, be happy for her that this has
happened.
But you don't know what it means to her. Like people don't even know like how much it probably could mean to her. Like this is a very big moment in her career.
Because
if you like, you know, there's always been comparisons between her, Thames, Ira Starr, you know, all these like girls coming up, man. And like I feel like she really needed this boost, like I feel like to like take her to the next level. And I'm glad people are actually hating on her because now it's really showing like how good she is and like people really be sleeping on her.
She's not in conversation.
That's the thing. The worst thing she can do is take that personal. Like, which I don't think she is. Like, she should just be seeing the numbers and be like, okay, at least this one's talking about me. Like, he's talking about me to the TL. So someone would be like, who is this Kante girl that this guy's like so passionately taking his time to talk about? Let me go listen to her song. Oh, right. Shit. It's actually dope. What's this guy talking about? You feel me? Like that? It only helps the motive or
the talent. You help the talent because when you get to
this...
She's good though. She's always good. So it's like, I don't know where the hate is even coming from.
That's sometimes I don't even get why people hate, but like I mean, that's a discussion for another day.
I'm not going to lie. Honestly, that's like my least favorite song. Like, the song with, I'm not going to lie. That song is like my least favorite. And the one with Dexter.
The one with Skeppy. The one with Skeppy too was not.
Yeah, Skepta's one. Like, I can't lie to you. I personally feel Skepta is a little overrated. Like, his best.
I feel like Skepta, let's pretend, since
Bad Energy now, what has been Skepta's like? What has Skepta?
That's the thing, you're listening
to Bad Energy. You're looking at Skepta
towards Afrobeat. Yeah, Skepta is a whole person.
I don't see it, man. I'm sorry. Like, I like Skepta's bars, his bars alone, calm down now. I beg. See, the thing with Skepta is like, I feel like he's too one note in terms of like he approaches songs all like the same way, like all the time. I mean, he'd be reusing bars and all that shit sometimes too. So, like, after you've heard, like, I used to fuck with Skepta, like Konnichiwa and stuff, but like. The last couple of stuff I've heard from him, I've not really fucked with it like that. Like, it's not hit me. Oh, like, the last time I really felt Skepta was Bad Energy. Like, that's the last time I felt it. Like,
but Skepta's more, I feel like you're saying that, but Skepta, like, that's his, like, he has his own, like, personal sound that he goes to. Like, it's like, oh, he's like this, like, listening to Joey Badass, like, Joe Badass literally only, like, mostly do boom bap type of beat.
But the thing with Skepta's style of rap, though, for me, Sha, then again, it's all subjective.
Can you guys not play, man? Like,
He's playing game. The way he puts his words together, bro. Like, the way he writes his bars, the similes, the metaphors, like, the relatability, bro.
I swear, you relate to what he's saying. It's something that will make you pause for a bit and be like, something like this has happened. Man.
I swear, he makes you think, bro. Like, there's some bars he has that just make you think, damn, this is true, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
I said, sometimes you're actually violated for bringing us to something like this.
Let's hold it before we go too far. Let's hold it before we go too far. But going back to Davido's album, my only critique for the album is, or like, I wish he had cut some songs off, like the ones that were
there's some songs that didn't need to be there.
I can't like I understand that. An age, man, I feel like 17 songs is too much, man. Like, I feel like
even if we're going to have a 17 song, let's have like at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, like 12 should be the max, because if you have a solid 12 songs or 10 or 12 songs, I feel like that's a classic. But we should keep adding more to it, like, and the others don't bang as much as like the solid like 10 or 11 songs, It waters down the project, man. And the only other thing that I'll say shocked me, but it's not a critique, is that I thought he was going to talk about, like, his son and, like, you know, that whole traumatic experience. But I don't know. I guess it's too early. So that one, I think it shocked me a little bit because, like, I was anticipating, like...
I heard that he already recorded this album, like, prior to what happened.
That's what I heard, too.
He said he scratched the album or something and then... and made some fresh records as well. Me too. I was expecting like some death You know, but like I've stopped expecting that from them, like because like bro, artists, right? I've been expecting that from Wizkid for a decade now. Like I've been expecting Giannos. Do you understand the kind of yarns I've been expecting Wizkid to Giannos
from? Like what goes on in his day to day life?
Yeah, now she tell like, me say you go voice, collect guy. What do you
expect? His voice, his melody, his beats, it's like 10 over 10, no lie. Like, but just imagine, say, with the Giannos, like, yarns, like, real yarns, of, like, the kind of shit is...
Guy, now like, she tell me, say, today,
my guy.
That's the thing, you know, see, we've been saying it that Wizkid cannot afford to drop another album, like, More Love, Less Ego. Like, it was a great album, but the thing is, what Made in Lagos set a new standard that, like, if it comes out with like
for him, man.
More love, less ego. I don't even want to just divert to that, but just like I feel like it was like throwaways of Made in Lagos that he just packed onto that. Maybe with like a couple new songs, but yeah, like Wizkid, he needs to update his subject matter or like something because he's already a bona fide legend and all. But for him to,
I swear,
like for to him, be honest,
if I can say something about that, I just feel like, bro, like. I know, but a lot of my friends be saying the same thing about, like, you know, Wizkid needs to change. But I'm like, man, I feel like, you know, that's just his sound, bro. Like, I look at the one Wizkid to change, bro. Like, because that's what I know Wizkid.
If he doesn't change, like, bro, like, if he doesn't
the last
change,
thing I want is Wizkid
we'll
to change.
We'll change on him. Like,
yeah, if he's going to be like that, bro. See,
people will move on. That's the see, people that should start listening to words, man.
Let's not pretend. Just, this more lost left, less ego did not do what he wanted it to do. And it showed now, like, people are getting a little bit tired because he's from Sounds on the Other Side. Then, like, okay, Made in Lagos, his magnum opus, which I personally think. But
and honestly, so Dan, do you know why I feel like the more less loveless ego like didn't give that same energy? Because Wiz has already shown us the highest level of production of Afrobeats that he can be on. Like now, the world was now concerned about more. Which I was so surprised that he gave us the same. She gave us the same like subject matter, same yarns. Like in a way, it's like I know Wiz can say more. Like, I'm not expecting him to say philosophical shit or something. Like just like even on the previous
relatable
album,
man. That's
even on the previous album, like he did. Man. Do you remember this song? There were records in it that he, you know, here and there, he was yelling about something, where I see for my life, my life. You know, he would just give you a bit of stuff about, okay, how he was struggling. And I'm like, that's when I'll be like, okay, shit, okay, what's he about to yell? I'll not be like into it, but then he'll be like, baby girl, you're dancing for me. I'm like, oh my God. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, then we're heading somewhere. Do you get what I'm saying? If Wiz can just, you know, maybe one song, two songs here and there, just give us something like Ojuele. That's why Ojuelegba will always be like different. Do you get what I'm saying? Because of the yarns and how he hits people, it felt like they could, like, it was
like he composed the song. It was more like the song that he sat down to write.
Do you get it? Felt like it came from his heart, like, you know, the different
people
from his heart. And it's like, that's what, okay. I've been expecting, you know, we've always been, even if it's one record, Davido does it here and there, more, a bit more, you know, but, you know, they don't really like hit it because, I don't know, the energy they're in, and I was expecting, okay, since they're in a relationship now, they have kids, why are you still talking about getting a babe or a club, but when you know that that's not your life, like, do you get what I'm saying? It's about evolving.
It's not what sells, changing. You know. They're trying to stay relevant. So I guess maybe that's the thing. You know, somebody like Jay-Z now, like, he gives us, like, that. He doesn't go back to those, like, he still does crack bars, but he does more, like, mogul boss talk bars now. Even though, like, it might not sell the most records. Like, he just does what he wants to do. I think they are still trying to, like, appeal to the... like the younger fan base, Afrobeats to the world, that they don't want to get into their deep bag. But I feel like there should be a way to combine both, man. Like, I feel like we can still evolve and still
just a way to just like
vibes, like
listen to Burna. Like,
there's a way, sorry, man. Sorry to cut you off. There's a way, like, you know, Burna does it. Like, nobody's saying like you have to speak as in correct like English.
or something, or give us, you know, proper British yarns. You know, nah, like you can yarn your shit like in broken your language. Do you get, but like just give us something, advice. Give the kids advice. Okay, oh, how you okay, if, even if you want to yarn relationship. Yan, okay, how this that if you do with you know, if you're with this Kele, as in go a bit deep into how you should be careful or something about, you know. I just feel like they're just always on
just
that
put, like intention, level. Man. I feel always what you're saying.
And it's like, bro, like just go a bit deeper, like, you know, like and imagine that with your melody on the and your level of production. Like those songs would be different, like it to make that would be what would make people,
because it gives the reception of like, let me listen to what he said again over and over again, unlike just having to be humming whatever he's saying. You get what I'm saying?
Because if you agree with me, most songs that you connect to is because
the song that because it gets that to you, heard, like the word is
you heard something get like, to you. Yeah, you're like, damn, oh fuck, I relate to that shit. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
You're right, man.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, at some point, the production can only do so much. You can do the craziest shit. Like, people enjoy your hook, here and there. You give them
one. Move on to the next song, man.
But like, that's something, that's what differentiates Drake from the rest. Drake will give you a hit record, but he will not, he would make
it. Sorry, man.
Yeah, the yarns, he wouldn't just yarn about breakup. He will make you hear something that you're like, damn, like that's some real shit. Like, but it's supposed to be a hit, like it has a bouncy beat that you've probably heard before. Do you get what I'm saying? But like, he just makes sure that when he's yarning about stuff, he goes in depth, like in a way that you, like someone out there really, there's no how, like they would, you know, connect to this shit, you know, at least on 70% on his records nowadays. Like, I love what they're doing with Afrobeats. I love, like, the energy is insane. Like, the production, stop. Our producers are killing it. Like Afrobeats, the sound cannot be, you can't compare it. Like, once it starts to play, you're like, okay. Even if you're in a bad mood, you just feel uplifted, like, you know. But, like, you know, I just feel like that's the missing sauce in the albums. When they go on album mode, give us 1, 2, 3. Remember tracks like even Wizkid's last album, when he was yarning, like his yarns was like, he would give us catchy hooks and stuff like that. But you could still, you know, relate to a few things as a young guy in the songs he was singing. There were songs like Starboy, Hustling, How You Met Banky. There were songs like, fucking that song with Ice Cream. Yeah, you know, songs like that, that, you know, that you could, like, damn, okay, you could get his come up. And now it's just like, okay, Wiz, I know you're going through some stuff like that. You can, you know, just,
you can't do shit to us, man.
Just Wiz, but he doesn't put that in his music. And it's just,
oh shit! Yeah. My bad. Keep going, bro. Right,
No, it's good. Yeah, that's what I just wanted to say. Like,
but yeah, shout out to Davido, man. we turned from Davido's album with Enta Wizkid, Enta Skepta. Shout out to
you. Know what, yeah, just on a final note.
Yeah.
You know that Asake. That's what, in a way, that's what made people like gravitate towards Asake.
I was even going to move. That's who I was even going to move on to next. Like, so, moving on, Asake's new song 230. What do you guys think? Like, what do you guys think so far?
I like the song. I like the fact that it's so short. It's something you could just keep on repeating.
I was surprised nice you didn't song, like, man. Yoga, dude. I thought you liked Yoga at first, but
no, that's the thing. I won't say I didn't like it, but like, I wanted something different. Okay, not like I didn't like Yoga, obviously. Yoga was a nice song, bro.
I like Yoga.
But I didn't want something that close to Yoga. It is on my playlist. It's still,
but yeah,
playlist.
How do you feel about this song? I can't lie to you. When I first saw the snippet of this song, I was like, because he used one bar that he used in another song before. I can't remember the bar.
it
sounded very similar to one other song. I think it's Palazzo or something like. One of those songs,
that's
yeah, but
Ashake for you,
I can't
man.
Lie to you.
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
sound similar.
Ashake, like, I was praying to God that Ashake, bro, but I hope you're not a one trick pony. Like, because I love Ashake. I love Ashake. Everybody on this pod knows how much I love Ashake. Like, that to me, that his first album is like, I always say it's up there with Superstar and Mushin Tomorrow. Like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. But, like, I was like, after I heard you guys, like, okay, I like you guys being on my playlist. This one sounded like, okay, this is back to regular scheduled programming. Like, with these 2:30 hours. Like, it's not bad. Like, after listening to it, like, it's starting to enter more for me now. Because at first I was like, this sounds like similar to what I've heard already, like 10 or 15 other times. So, like, people were saying it was throwing shots, though. Like, what do you guys think? Like,
To be honest, I feel speak.
Yeah.
To be honest, I really like the song though. Like, even from the snippet, I already like knew it was gonna be a banger. But that song, Loki, gave me like Shay vibes. Like, it gave the way he attacked the song, even the beat. Like, Loki gave me Shay vibes. You know, type of like music, bro. And like, people were saying like, this Shay vibes better than Shay vibes. I'm like, bro, that song was not bad though. But I also feel like Ashake Loki be giving me like church vibes too, bro. Cause like, he's always doing like, you know, you be doing that praise and worship type of like stuff. Bro.
Oh my
like,
god!
I don't know.
Yeah, the choir with the choir.
Like you, even like the songs too. But like yoga, that sound like a worship song, bro. Now he came back with 2:30.
You got that? Ashake is like Sele.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like you go, like go to Sele Church. Am I lying?
Oh, yeah.
You can
no doubt.
See, you know, a lot of Nigerian musicians, when we interview, even the ones we interviewed on here, like they're always saying that it's church, like they always like church influence.
Yeah, they started off from the church.
Either playing in the band or something like. So I'm not surprised if it's the same too.
That's
he has a spiritual voice for sure.
What's new?
No, it's funny like you say that with Ashake because like there's this glitch stuff that he did, this Glitch Africa fucking live show. You know that glitch show he did this rendition of one of his songs and that show was insane. Like it sounded like praise and worship. I swear, he made it like slow and like so that he could sing and go off. You know, which is dope. Like, I feel like Ashake is different. Like, and you always be different. Like, Shay vibes always kind of be like a counterfeit. Like, you know, Ashake, like in a way, like you know, it's just him. Like, I feel like he just dropped this record to just be back to have something in the club again. You get like,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I add it to his DJ playlist. Like, I swear.
But what do you think about Shay vibes, Tenero?
I don't know. I don't relate. Honestly, I don't connect to like his vibe because I just feel like Ashake like already achieved that in a smooth.
Yeah, there's nothing more I could like get for.
Right? If it was gonna come out, I don't have any idea how he's like, you know, how his life is and how his come up stuff, you know, his journey. But I feel like if it was gonna come out, especially after Ashake, like. He could have attacked it in a different way, but like you know, it is what it is. Shit, like he's still Shay vibes. He still has a, you know, a number one feature as a Guagalada, which is you know he killed. So I don't know. That's his thing. But like you know, Ashake, if they sound so when he came out, like he was like so similar. I was like, why? It's like what? Why?
Yeah, just bro.
I can tell you're not a big fan of Shay vibes.
Not really. I don't know.
Me too. I feel you, bro. I feel you.
As a person, I love his energy. I love the fact that he's fighting for his shit. Like he's doing, putting himself in places that he's in now and fighting for who he wants to be. Like that has no, you know, but like music, I like, you know, when I listen to it, like, I just don't connect. Do you get to
yeah,
it?
I feel you. Same here. So overall, we all like that Ashake song. Right.
Yeah.
So moving on. So new music still, Odumodu. This is something that came to my mind that I wanted to talk about because like since we last recorded, this Declan song has been going crazy. Even Declan Rice, that the song is about, it was like nodding to it and like acknowledging the song and stuff. So what do you guys feel like about the song? I personally am not a big fan. I think the song is like, it's a little overrated. But like the thing is, I love Odumodu. You know, people will say I hate him. I love Odumodu. My favorite song from Odumodu is the song with Jay Papa. Like he has some good like verses and stuff. I still think he's a little bit rough around the edges and how he flows and stuff like that. So
yeah.
What do you guys think, man? What do you guys think about that Declan Rice song? Like,
fuck it, John. What? Declan Rice is a fucking jam. That yo, that song is a fucking anthem. Like, see.
Are you sure it's not hype that you're just biting off like, I feel like, bro, that's, let me, that song is mostly hype, man.
I'm telling you, like, I don't play on hype. Like, that's one thing. Like, I would, obviously, I know what feels right. Like, I'm not stupid. Do you get? And I know what I like. But when I listened to Declan Rice, it just felt bigger than the song. Like, because I've been following with Odumodu, like, way back when he used to, you know, post up his stuff like on, like he was very then on Instagram, like,
snippets and shit.
Yeah, like his energy was different, like his confidence, you know, he's like, he's just what the streets, like the youth need at the moment. In a way, it's like, it's just like that on raw, on court, like,
yes, charisma, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, like, you know, like. And plus, Declan Rice was a good record, like, you know, to get, like, to kickstart his shit off. Because, like, trust me, when you see him perform that song with all the boys on stage and everybody, like, if you see Odumodu perform that song now, I swear you, I'm sure your mind will change about that song. That's why that song is dope. It's for that energy. It's for the. That's why I fuck, dig it, we fuck with it because. You know, in a way, I don't know.
It's the way he just flows and rhymes on it that just throws me off, bro. Like, usually, like, it flows really well, but this one, there was just some parts that were just a little bit off to me. Like, felt like you struggled.
Like, you either hate it or love it.
There's yeah, no I was surprised Declan Rice. I know that I can't lie to you. I feel like Declan Rice was pretending. Like, the real Declan Rice. I feel like there's no way he liked that song, bro. I'm sorry. Like,
oh my god.
There's no way.
I feel you, bro.
Because
he liked it because of the energy.
I think so. He's gonna be. If I was the one that a nigga made a song about me, I'd be happy too now. But like, people who are fucking with the song, I'd be happy too. But just like,
because
I feel
like honest,
the song is too much of a Nigerian rap song for him to really get it. That's what I personally think. Like, I don't know. Odumodu's like style is not like. I don't think it to translate well like, worldwide.
It's too raw.
It's too raw for somebody like Declan Rice to really understand what he's trying to do. That's what I feel
like. That's exactly why it's different. Do you remember?
Afrocultism.
Iblis, rugged man. Iblis, rugged Ibaba. That raw energy. That's
I can't lie to you. Iblis was trash.
Nigga Raw too was there too, man.
Iblis was
like,
trash as
fuck. That's a sound. That's a sound in Nigeria. That's a Nigerian sound. That's what fucking what's his name? Fucking guy with the dreadlocks, Tony Tetula. Like that raw, like you know, like when you record it, it sounds like you didn't even mix the vocal. Like it sounds like raw, like you know, and hard. But like I just feel like he's the mission of that for this new generation, like that raw uncut Nigerian. Energy like sound like that you can play for the streets, like the boys in the street, just because they're hearing broken, like the you know, pidgin English and like the you know, the craziest energy, like you know, it would get them lit. Do you get like I just feel like if you hear that song on the maximum vibe, like on the right in the right place where he's performing it, like or something, like you really fuck, like you like.
Yeah,
the
I mean, I get a point. Yeah. But the thing about the song is that like, it's not something that grows on you. Like you could hear it several times and still not like the song.
Yeah, I've heard it. Like I tried to listen to it like 3 or 4 times. It didn't enter for me, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but at the same time, you could also listen to like people play it and then now start getting. get the gig or something. Like,
that's
why
exactly
people
so
like
that's what happens to me for real.
You get, yeah.
You either hate it or love it. Like, there's no in
because
between.
I don't play the song, but then when I'm hearing the wordings from other people, I'm always like trying to like sing along and stuff like that. But
it's just meant to be like funny, like in a way. It's like you're not meant to take it too serious. Like, if you go in taking it too serious, like, yeah, it's like you must know, you have to understand the genesis of his vibe, like, to be able to get it. Like, so it's kind of like what's crazy about it is like people who understood that energy pushed that song to where it is now.
Yeah.
To be honest, sorry if you guys don't mind me interrupting, but
no,
like,
sure.
That was me too, bro. Like, when I first heard the mode, I'm like, bro, this nigga trash, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest, bro. I'm like, bro, what is this guy saying, man? His bars don't make sense. His flows is never hidden. Like, bro, like, but like right now, bro, I'm starting to understand. Like, it's not just about the music.
Not,
I feel like
it's
bigger than the music, bro. Like, bro,
the
this
movement.
Guy can really like. It's the movement, bro. Like, the way this guy bring people out, bro, is fucking crazy,
you
bro.
Get it.
Like he's yeah. just so like, and I feel like though, like he's like even Sultan said, like, you know, he's still raw. Like, I'm the first person that would be telling my niggas, bro, this guy's too raw, bro. Like, he needs to work on his pen game, this and that, bro. But I feel like, too, that's his style. It's like drunken rapping.
Like, if you're me, you're a girl, that's not the kind of song you're going to play. Let's get that twisted. Like, we know one. Like, we know that like, that's not the song that you want to play.
This for the niggas.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't wake up in the morning and say you want to play with the module. Like,
yeah, yeah, you know what
unless
like,
you're a cultist.
Like,
okay. Yeah, like, they literally were calling his shit Afrocultism on Twitter. That's after Twitter.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I would advise Odumodu to do is to continue to work with the right producers that can understand
the
like that
music.
Just like I probably do. Do you get like that? Will understand you on that deep level, which is Trill. Trill gets that, and he was able to do it like. You know, with Decker Island, he should produce, like, he shouldn't produce or work with producers that will just, like, you know, that just do things on a monotone or there's the same shit, like, that don't like to connect with the artists that they're working, like, you know, that don't know how to, in a way.
Yeah.
So it's like, if we can just get people that fuck with him, like, they'll be able to create the craziest, you know, shit.
And I feel like too, sorry like to interrupt you, I feel like too, like it's much better if the artist and like the producer have that relationship. Cause like you can tell like the like how well like they go together. You know, because
yeah.
At the end of the day, like you said, you need really people that actually like fuck with you, bro, like your friends that actually like want to understand you as an artist. Cause
yeah.
At the end of the day, you're not really trying to like create songs, you're really creating like moments, bro. Like all
yeah,
this stuff, right, like you in the studio creating like moments. You're gonna keep remembering that whenever that song
yeah.
plays, like even though
you
like another, even if you pass that song to somebody else, it's still gonna experience that moment. Like that song, mm-hmm. Wherever they heard it or during the time of their life where they heard that song, where if they hear it again, they're gonna remember that moment like they heard it. So it's like all that
you're
stuff
right.
really like connects, bro. For real, it's, like music is very spiritual, bro.
I swear,
it's spiritual as fuck.
But I mean, Odumodu, shout out to him, Sha. I feel like he's going to be. Like, if he really hones down on his fan base and really, like, keeps dropping, like, some steady jams, like, I feel like you can break into the mainstream because, like, I feel like there needs to be a renaissance of Nigerian rap.
He's already there, bro. He's already broken into the mainstream.
Fully. Like, so if you go to a market woman now and you ask her, auntie, you don't hear this.
She heard this, bro. She heard it. I swear.
Bro, this guy, you know how you, how can you say that?
Bro. I'm saying, bro, like, if you open internet, bro, if you, and, oh, Nigerian internet or Nigerian TikTok.
Because I feel like his music is still not, like, dancey, like, mainstream.
It's
Nigerian,
not.
Like,
but
bro,
it's
so that's
problem,
what I'm saying,
bro.
Like, I feel like, but that's why I don't think he's mainstream that yet now. Like,
it's,
I don't feel like, there's no way. He's
trying to open up a wave for himself. Like,
yeah, like,
a wave
I feel like he's still niche.
Other rappers.
He's still very niche. Yeah. Like, he's still very niche, so.
Yeah. He's created that niche. Do you get? That's the beauty of it. It's kind of like he pushed it further, like the niche. His niche,
yeah.
Like okay, people like there's this guy Jerick the Hustler. You know, like that.
Yeah, I know
that ego. Yeah, that's the if Odumodu plays, the next song should be like a song from Jerick the Hustler or Ajibota or Ajibola Hustlers.
Yeah, I love, like, I miss Nigerian rap, man. Just like, I love, that's the thing I love about Dumudu. He reminds me of that Nigerian rap when I was in high school, or where niggas would just go in a beat and start spitting bars, and like, and they won't try to sound like Americans. That's the thing I feel like kills a lot of Nigerian rappers when they're doing like nigga nigga type shit. Like, the hardest Nigerian rappers to me are the ones that rap and you can like
raw.
They are not like, for me, they're not talking like they're Americans. Like, you understand what I'm saying? They're talking about like Nigerian shit and they're just bars. Like, they'll just give you bars upon bars. Like,
exactly.
Nigerian rap fell off so bad, like, for a while. Like, I can't lie to you, man. Like, it fell off so bad. Right. But I mean, definitely, hopefully Odumodu can help bring it back to where it should be.
At least the energy, you know.
The energy is dead. The energy is dead. People are always coming online to argue. Nigerian rappers are always coming to online to argue that Nigerian rappers are underappreciated.
Yeah, I feel like they should come, you know. That's one thing that, okay, if I was in Nigeria now, with the energy now, one thing is like to bring it together, you know, and just like build, I must have got put up big speakers or something, and just, you know, do shows or here and there, just be creative here and there with some shows, and to spread the word and to create that niche for them, do you get? Which yeah. A lot of people are doing, don't get me wrong, which is crazy to see. A lot of people are finding time and pulling resources, you get, to make, you know, shit happen. Like, okay, yesterday or day before yesterday, I seen Odunsi, you know, he did a show that featured, you know, acts that are similar or he fucks with in the alternative scene. And it was packed, like, you know, people came to support. This is stuff that we were thinking of, and we're just like, how the fuck are we gonna do it? Like, where are we gonna start from? Do you get? But like, shit is happening now, you know? And shit like Odumodu energy, if he call, he went, I think he's going for homecoming or stuff like that. It's going to pull a different type of people that probably wouldn't go there. Do you get?
Yeah, that's true.
And just like create, like, you know, the mix.
I can already see it going mad. Like, I can already see niggas like mosh pits and
going hard. Crazy. That's yeah, going crazy. Stop.
Yeah, because him too, he brings that type of energy. But yeah, like, so what have you guys been watching? Like, damn, you know that, you know, funny enough, this is still like intro topics, but like, there's no way.
I've been watching Snowfall, bro.
Whoa, Snowfall has been good, man. I've been watching Snowfall, bro. So they redeemed themselves this season. You guys watch Snowfall?
But it's been so intense, though. Fuck, this season has been intense as fuck.
They have to end it now, you know, like. I love Oso, man. Shout out to Oso. I don't want to do no
spoilers,
man. Oso is a real nigga, man. Like, that. The way him and Franklin have been doing, it's really good. I don't spoil it for the listeners, but because it just, it's still, but go watch it though. Tony, like, what do you think about, like, the overall show? Like, do you feel like it's up there with some of the greatest shows?
Snowfall?
That's what some people are saying.
Yeah, Snowfall, bro, Snowfall is sick. So, like, the acting, the casting, they did a great job, like, you know, and, you know, obviously, they use the HBO money very well, you understand? But, like, this season now, like, it's crazy how you have to give, especially black shows, you have to give, like, credits for them being able to stretch it to a sixth season. Because it's a lot.
Especially when the creator died. Like, that showrunner guy died. Like, John Singleton or whatever. Like, for them to... Season 5 was a little bit hectic, man. I can't lie to you. Like, season five
was thick. Do you get what I'm saying? And the plot is thickening. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the plot is just getting juicier and it's dope. Like, to see, do you get that they can just make this? Now we're waiting for a seventh season. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, this is the end.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think
the final season. Yeah,
this is the finale.
Yeah, this is the finale. Yeah, the next episode. Why do you think they ramped it up so crazy? Like, they announced it.
I watched the last episode then. I don't think I've
okay, because that's why I think I need spoiler for you, bro.
Jesus, bro.
It's too. I think it's two more episodes that are left. Like, bro, this last episode was crazy, man. This last episode
Stop.
Don't spoil it for him, bro. Don't spoil it for him, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Jesse, do you watch it?
Yeah, I do, man. Like, I'm in like the fourth episode of this final season. So
yeah, you're late. So yeah.
No, the thing is, I have so many things I'm watching at the moment, man. Like,
what else are you watching?
What else are you watching? Plug us.
So after I enter my Netflix, man, because that's where.
Me, it's been anime. Right. I've been trying to finish Attack on Titan.
I mean, I don't do that shit, man. Like, I can't be there anymore.
Netflix never comes through. I always end up watching old shit on Netflix.
Okay, so I started watching The Night Agent. You guys should try it. Like, it's really, really
good. I heard that one is good, too. I heard that one is
good. And it's new, so...
Netflix old.
Yeah,
the thing with Netflix shows is that, like, you get... you love one out, and then you find out that, oh, they're canceling the show. Blah, blah, blah. Like,
I'm surprised.
I swear, bro. They are literally their worst enemy, Netflix.
They're on their last legs. They're on their last legs. All these streaming services.
They don't know what to spend money on. They're literally like, you see some shows and you're like, what? Like, you literally give these people money, like,
to do this nonsense.
Like, you spend people, like, you wasted people's time to write a script, a wardrobe.
Did you see that show that was like, remember that time people, there was this trend on Twitter where they'll put like two pictures and you have to guess which one was cake, which one was like,
oh yeah, yeah, I used to say it.
Then Netflix made a TV show about that. Can you imagine? Like, that's one of the reasons why they are in the trenches now. Like, there's literally a show on Netflix. Go and check, is it Cake or something like that? That's what it's called. Like, it's based off that trend, like a whole TV show based off that. Like, I think
it's even a TV show, not even a movie.
One thing
I know Netflix is good at is fucking docu-series. Like, if they
they're really good at documentary. Yeah, like, true.
It's always fucking sick. I won't lie. They spend, that's when they use the money well. You're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But like, you can't trust them with shows, man. They are, it's like, bro, what's going on? Like, because it's like, you know, they're spending a shit ton of money for this shit. Yeah. Like, and like, who is actually in charge of these funds? And who are they giving this to? Because I swear,
are they just donating for free or what? Because are they getting their money back? That's what I always ask myself. Like,
and what you were saying, they never give the people that now deserve this funding. They never give them a follow up on their seasons. Like, they'll cancel them second season. And like, bro. So it's like, why are you literally being like a lizard? Like, you're cutting your own tail. Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Netflix is confused, man. I don't know why I'd never paid. That's this. Like, it's just so cultural to have Netflix now. And you're like, why don't you have it? Because, like, all the movies are HBO.
Yeah.
HBO be killing every day. That's the thing. Netflix has too much stuff. Like, if they put their focus in, like, maybe 15 to 20 shows that are incredible and, like, cut out all the nonsense game, all this some bullshit, like, I feel like they would be better off with that, like, and just rotate those shows, like, over across the year so people can be subscribed instead of just dropping like 10 episodes of some nonsense.
I swear that's what they do.
They do not cancel it when they find out that nobody's watching it. Like,
nobody's watching it.
Yeah,
I'm weak.
Have you guys seen these Gangs of Lagos that has been trending? Like,
I haven't watched it though.
Gangs of Lagos on Amazon Prime.
I watched it today. It was dope. I like how they understood their limitations in some places. Like, you could tell that, like, you know, the fighting scenes, they evaded all those places that they knew that their CGI or their effect couldn't work. So they used camera angles to evade it. Like, it was impressive. So it wasn't like they were trying to overdo their hands. They decided to be smart. And say, okay, no, instead of actually showing some scenes, like, okay, there's a scene, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a scene of, like, someone being, like pummeled with a shovel. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, so instead of showing, like, you know, obviously, like, it's happening on a weird angle that they can't make up for, like, their makeup artists have the range, or their VFX artists... So what they did was use camera angles to depict the intensity of it. Like, instead, it's like, you don't need to see it, but you can see what's happening. Yeah. That was
what you can feel it.
Plot twist in the movie. Like,
I saw what you're talking about. Like, I get it. Like, they are improving in their, like, more like their visuals on like the acting itself. Yeah, true.
So and the acting now, the actors are taking like that is like they're putting
they're taking
like,
classes, like, yeah. They're putting more effort into the acting.
They're taking it personal,
And that's how it should have always been, man. Like, we're too lazy in this country. It's crazy, dude. We want to just make a movie in like a month and then that's it. Instead of spending a lot of time making movies and making it make sense. Do you get? I just feel that our like directors and like producers are now more like they put more effort into like writing scripts that make everything so detailed that you have to actually do these things. Like, you can't just be freestyling anymore. You have to do these things. Like, which is good, man.
Yeah,
but to me, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I feel like that was because it was Amazon Prime.
Always been... What?
Like, I think Amazon Prime. They were like they were not about to fuck with Amazon Prime.
Yeah, like... exactly. Yeah, like
they were not like. But Netflix, bro. Yeah. Netflix is like Nigeria's whore now. Like they are literally Nigeria's dick. Like, like Spotify Audio Mac. Netflix, they are literally on Nigeria's dick, they're begging.
So there's money to collect now. We're now moving into that like cashless era, so people are forced to use their cards, use online transactions and stuff like that. So now, so we are capable of all that. So they know there's money here, so they are ready. Like they'll start feeding us any bullshit content. I want to check it out. Like everywhere that's insane is so good. So, but me, I'm wary of niggas now.
I think I'll start with Brotherhood if you want to watch it.
Niggas were telling me that what's the name of that one that got so much acclaim? Like I think 2 years ago, the one that was like that Shola Shobowale was in. What's her name?
No, see, okay, let's step back. Thank you for saying.
No, that shit was trash as fuck, man.
As fuck, bro. What? Like the two series were rubbish.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that movie?
I know the movie you're talking about.
Is it King of Boys?
King of Boys was trash, bro.
King of
when
Bush,
Iblis bro. And
how can you guys see that?
When Iblis and Reminis were talking, the lighting was horrible, guy. It was like they were lighting it with their phone.
Nah, bro, you know that.
Go and rewatch that shit, bro, and scrutinize it, bro. Like some of that shit was some bullshit, man. Like.
Wait.
The way they were flipping from flashback, the way they were flipping from her flashback of her life to like her and current time was.
How do we ask to them? Wait,
I don't like
that movie.
I don't know. I don't like her. I don't like the take like on this like the fact that you're just like writing it out completely
because the hype was so much, guy. The hype was so much on Twitter, bro. So when I went to go and check it out, I was like, bro, this is the shit that niggas are hyping. Like,
first of all, when you're going into
we need to have some standards, guy, for Nigerian cinema, man. I'm sorry, we need to have standards, bro. Even countries
they're still learning, though.
Even countries with lesser shit, some of the shit we're producing, man. Like, I feel like we hype, guy. Like, I'm sorry, man. Iblis's acting was horrible, bro. Like, I know he's not an actor, but come on, man. Like, that is whatever he was doing. What was his Igwe container, whatever? I can't remember. What was his fucking?
Bro, that's the thing, bro. This is something we've been known from time. It's a Nigerian movie. It's not an American movie. Like,
been quality Nigerian movies, bro. That's the thing. There have been Nigerian movies with good acting. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Wait, chill now. That's what I'm saying. The acting. It's always been a progressive thing where I swear even right from time we've always had crazy actors. If you dip it, if you remember the whole movies you watched, like they were crazy actors, but there were definitely some people like Nigerians are most times like we're bad actors, even personalities, like we can't fake things. Nigerians are they can't fake anything. If anything is happening, or if you feel some type of way, like bruh, we're very blunt and we're honest. So it's not a talent for us to have naturally. So when we started seeing that, whoa, some of us can actually act during the home video periods. Like some people were putting effort into making, like because they could see their talent. Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, but some actors obviously because they needed to fill up to make a movie, they were ass. We knew that some people will always be asked, but if you remember Patience Osorkwo, she was never asked. The movie might have been asked, But that role, she would play that shit like rent was due.
Yeah.
I feel like too, man, a lot of like we're very judgmental about like Nollywood because I feel like also nostalgia causing it, bro. Because we're so used to that old Nollywood, like that feel, man. Like now that we're trying to do something like brand new, we're so
ready. I agree with you. I agree with you. I feel like we try, like, I think that's one thing with me. So I completely agree with you. I'm not even going to deny that I have that thing because, like, I can't lie to you. I haven't, like, Nollywood has left my radar ever since I left Lagos and I left Nigeria. Like, Nollywood has not been in my radar. I've not worked, maybe because I don't have access to DSTV.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm the country. I'm in the country and I left my own radio as well too, so don't worry. You're not to judge.
The thing is, I can't even lie to you. Real quick, my bad. I feel like I can't lie to you. I even enjoyed older Nollywood than this. I really enjoyed all those old days of Aki and Popo.
Yeah, I go on YouTube to just
and all those Desmond Elliot movies that used to be dramatic with their bullshit special effects.
Yeah.
But that was the reason why. Because you know, if you remember as kids, you know. Like you would still know deep down, like this nigga's a whack. Like you know,
we were watching American shows too, so we knew. But
exactly, we knew.
For some reason now, like, I don't enjoy it as much. Like I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't go in. What I was gonna say is, you can't go into one thing is about Nigerian movies that I've learned over time is you can't go into watching it with like being very. Critical. You know when you're very critical. Thank you very much, Jesse. You can't be critical about it. You like now I've learned to appreciate it more because I haven't been in Niger. Like it feels like you know wow ages. You know, so when I watch it, it just makes me feel like it's just like you know I'm like I'm back in Lagos. I'm feeling that energy again. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It just makes me remember like how clumsy and how you know dumb Nigerians you know we can be and we don't take life too seriously like you know it becomes deeper than that you now start to deep that okay it's not about sometimes not really about the plot or how they can the acting sometimes is bad it's most like it's just like is this did this movie move us forward in the culture. Do you get some movies that I miss, especially with Netflix. Most movies that were contracted with Netflix, at some point they started just giving them money because it felt like the movies were the plot was like, bro, how did Netflix give you bar for this? Do you get like sometimes I'm looking for Nigerian movies on Netflix and I'll just try them. There was a story about some girl that was Mami Wata, like, which was a dope concept, but they somehow fucking fumbled the bag. Like, you know, in a way, it's like great actress. She looked good. She looked the part, digga. But so, you know, like the acting, I feel like, which is most definitely one of, you know, the weakest points in the industry. Most, like some actors, you can tell that this one, this one has the sauce. But most actors are just like, bro, how did you get here? So it's like that mix of two of them in the movie fucks it up. It's like they're actors that I can say like now that they're dope. Like, okay, like Toby Bakre, I say killed it in that movie. The one RMD has always been fucking dope and he's still dope to today. This guy, Netflix gave them a series called it's a lawyer. It's this law stuff that they. I don't know if you guys checked that stuff out. It's about it's Denola Gray, RMD, Timmy's sister.
I've seen it, but like I haven't watched it before.
Bro, that shit is so dope. Like they did not fumble the bag. Like they used. It's almost like. They try their best to really depict, like, even if you know how hard Nigeria is, like, you know, at some point, like, there will be limitations. So it's like, as a Nigerian, you should understand like that and not go into it with, like, that critical mind. Like, it would take away the enjoyment from the movie. You're going to feel like, this guy, step up. Can't you see your mates? Do you get, like, fuck, like, there's Transformers. Like, what are you doing? Fucking shooting, you know, firecrackers as bullets, like you know, in the way, like you know, like you can't do that, like, you know, like. But so I'm not still saying like all of them are killing it, but I'm saying like some people are actually putting their life into this shit, like Like, Denola Gray's fucking role, like, he killed it. Like, these guys that have been, that were acting from YouTube, like, with Danny, they're now, Netflix is giving them back to do shit, which is so fucking dope, like, you know. But just at the end of the day, they don't have a lot of people like them that take the acting, like, serious. Like a Johnny Depp will take the acting, like, you know.
No, see, they take it serious, but the thing is, the quality is just not there. Like,
no, they don't take it serious.
You see, you can tell they try. Some of them are trying, bro, but they just can't.
Most of them fuck up the movie.
They can't convey it. They can't. They I don't know. I don't know the thing with Nigerian actors. Like, I just don't know. It's just that.
It's because of our culture. Because they've fucking made them. They've raised them with guilt and fucking shame. Like, how the fuck are they going to act when they are constantly being, as in, feeling like, oh my, some of you just slap me now, you're misbehaving, you're doing this, you're constantly like, oh, you have to care about what people say, because that's how your parents raised you in Nigeria. So it's like, for them to even be actors, which is what I was saying before, acting in Nigeria is not even something that, it's like, for you to be good at it, yeah, like, it's fucking respectable. That's why RMD is like the fact that he's still doing shit now, which is like, obviously a generic, you know, choice, but still, like, he's fucking, like, dope at it. In this culture, how is he able, how are you somebody who takes your role seriously? Do you get, and you're able to play your movie, and so you, and a Nigerian mother is able to enjoy your shit without being judgmental? Do you get, or something like, you're sleeping with somebody's daughter that's not yours on the show, or saying foul shit, like, in Nigeria, like, it's such a judgmental country. People judge you so quickly. Like,
right.
Remember back then, like, Iniedu, them girls, like, that the movie that they used to act like, people started to judge them so quickly because of the miniskirts they wear in the fucking movie. Like, immediately now, they're sluts, they're this, like, hey, bro.
But, I mean, is there anything else we want to talk about? Like, I don't think, is there any other topic? Like, I feel like we've given it a...
Yeah, for maybe for another day.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But yeah, shout out to you guys for coming on, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, nice sir. Meeting you guys, bro. Getting to connect with you, man.
Yeah,
bro,
this is,
we'll connect more, bro.
For sure. I just followed you now. For sure.
Best. Yeah,
I followed you back to stay now, man.
Bet. We get
Yo, I'd love to do this again for sure.
Bro, man. Bro, whenever I want to record, man, if you are free, bro, come and join us, man. Like, it's an open thing. Like,
just let me know.
Yo, you guys plug yourself now. Tony, plug your music now. Plug everything so niggas can know where to find you and stuff like
that. We've got Tonero on every platform, you know. Tonero, just search up Tonero on Spotify, Apple Music, Audio Mac. I'm there. Like, I just dropped 2 songs. You know, reflective songs. You can check it out, man. If you want to catch a vibe, I just want to lay low and just chill, you know. Yeah, that's it.
For sure.
Jesse, plug your shit, man.
I mean, I don't be artist now, my guy.
No, I mean your social media now. Like,
okay,
so, follow you.
Yeah, you can follow me on like
JV.
Dubem_Jesse. I don't know which one is for which, but like Twitter is Dubem_Jesse. Then I think Instagram is just Dubem_Jesse. Yeah,
Steph, you too. Plug
So what's up, guys? My name is Steno. I'm a producer from Nigeria. You know, you guys can find me everywhere on Instagram. It's Stenogram. Just type in Steno, you see it. Twitter, Steno, Steno Sounds. Oh, you can find my music everywhere, to be honest. Like, I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, all platforms. If you go into my bio, it gives you a link to where you can find my music, because I'm a producer, so I don't always have music for myself. But yeah, tap in, yo.
Yeah. And me, my Instagram is Saltygram. My Twitter is ATEKS_. And yeah, it's been a great episode, man. See you guys later.
Yes, peace. Sir.
This is From Lagos with Love.